Yay, everybody is here. Episode number 42. Almost as many episodes as I have had birthdays. I think we've surpassed Amanda.
What?
I think we've surpassed you. Yeah. We have more episodes than Amanda has had birthdays, and we're creeping up on Dad next.
Yeah, 105.
We got a long way to go.
Yep.
What's new with everybody?
Same old, really, but I do have one new item.
Oh, okay.
I think you know about this, Tim. Speaker ordeal.
Yeah, I think I might have heard a story or two.
Yeah, I was home last week, and I plugged in the speakers, and I had the speakers plugged in my studio monitors, and next thing I hear this crackling noise, and then I hear a pop, and I got nothing out of the right. I'm sorry. The right speaker is absolutely nothing. So I'm like, oh, crappy. Maybe I should run down and get another pair of speakers.
Oh, crappy.
Yes. Yeah. Or, oh, doo-doo. So I went down into Guitar Box and picked up a set of speakers. Not very expensive, fairly cheap. And I put them in, and they're working for a few minutes. And next thing you know, crackly, 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 pop.
Oh, out of the new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, can't be the speakers now. What could it be? So I look, my audio interface is okay. I plug in my headphones. Everything seems to be working just fine. Then what I do is I reach down and I grab the cable going from the audio interface to the input of the back of the speakers. And I find that there's a coupling, and I hear, I rattle it, and next thing you know, I hear crackling out of the speakers, all the speakers. I'm like, uh-oh, I know what this is. So go to my old, I got a parts box, and I knew that I had another coupling in there. So I put it in there, working great. So I just spent a little bit of money just on a cable problem.
Yeah. So, but what speakers did you get?
Oh. I got, I picked up some from Presonus, pronounced Iris, and they're really nice. I mean, just like the other speakers, I think they might be just a little bit more clearer, but I'm not sure of that. Yeah. I haven't played around with them that much.
That was my next question is, because I have the same speakers that you replaced, and I haven't had an issue with them, so I was just curious if they were of better quality or sounded better.
Well, here's the thing is I'm going to hook them up again side by side and listen to them. I believe that the Mackie speakers that I had were just a little muddy sounding. So I'll determine that if it's true or not. That's what I think right now, but I'll put it together. I'll do a little thing on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to let us know.
Yep. So that's it for me.
Yeah. Well, that's more excitement than I've had. How about you, Amanda? You got anything new, exciting?
Oh, well, we just got back from Vegas.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Did you win any money?
No.
No.
No. Did not.
Did you throw a few bucks in a machine, though, at least?
Nope. I didn't even do that.
No.
No, Lucy did, though.
No, I wanted to, but, like, I feel like I'm so old that, like, I was like, oh, I want to do penny slots. Well, they don't have those anymore. You have to use a card or something. Well, I'm like, that's how old I am.
Yeah, they do have penny slots. However, in order to play all the lines and make any money, it ends up being like a $5 spin anyway.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
All right. Now I know.
It's not like back in the day where you used to just spin for a dollar. It's a lot more. I'm not a huge gambler. I'm really not.
Yeah. I was more there for like the shopping and like just the atmosphere, like the Venetian. We had never been there, so that was kind of cool. And New York was kind of cool, too. Ran into a celebrity. Ooh. At a Starbucks on the way home, so that was kind of fun.
Oh, Elvis? Who's that? Yeah, Elvis.
No, there were plenty of Elvises singing on the
Michael Jackson?
Or Michael Jackson.
No. No, we were actually at a coffee shop I should say, a coffee shop in the middle of nowhere outside of Vegas. And this kid, this teenager, is walking out with two coffees. And I'm like, why do I know that kid? How do I know? I don't know anybody in Nevada. Like, how do I recognize this person, right? He gets closer and closer. He comes up, like, to our car because he's parked right next to us. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is one of David Beckham's sons. And I all of a sudden, like, he walks up to this other car that pulled up. And he pulled up right behind us and blocked us. And I whip my head around, and the driver puts his window down. And lo and behold, it's David Beckham.
Oh, wow.
I was, like, losing my mind. And then comes out. He's holding his coffee. Oh, sorry. My husband comes out. He's holding his coffee. And he goes, sorry, I know we're not saying names. Just beep that out. He comes out holding his coffee, and I'm like, hurry up, hurry up. And he's like, what? Somebody hit us? He thought that he hit us because he was right behind our car. And I'm like, get in here, get in here. And he's like, what's happening? And he gets in the car. I'm like, it's David Beckham. And I was like freaking out, and I took pictures of him. Like, he couldn't see me, but I could see him. And so anyway, it's pretty cool.
Oh, so you didn't get out and talk to him. You just fangirled.
I didn't want to do that. I did not want to be that person. There was one guy that came out and approached him, and David Beckham was really cool about it. His son was not so much, but whatever. But like, I was standing next to that kid in Starbucks the whole time. He goes, I could hear that he had like an English accent, but I didn't put two and two together. But yeah, so it was weird. That's officially our second celebrity sighting since we've moved out here. So
I have to imagine. I mean, I don't really think that I've necessarily met any celebrities, but back in the day when I used to install and troubleshoot cable services, I would go to houses of like the local news TV personalities.
Oh.
And I would go in and be like, hey, what's your problem? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'd never ask them about what they do or, you know, whatever. But one time I had a trainee with me, and I forgot to say, hey, look, we're just here to do the job, don't, you know, whatever. So I was working, and this guy who I was training was just sitting there fanboying because this guy was the local news sportscaster. And you can just tell, like, he's like, dude, I'm not at work. Why are we talking about this? You know? Yeah. So I would think that with the celebrity, like, I'm just want a cup of coffee. Leave me alone.
Who was it? Was it Murphy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I saw him in Gordman's once in West Des Moines. Yeah.
Yeah. Super nice guy. Oh, yeah. Anyway, should we play some intro music?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I got to find it again. Why is it never where I want it to be? Listening to the Pandemic Guitar Podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back to another episode of the Pandemic Guitar Podcast. I'm Tim. And of course, on microphone number one is Rick, our dad. Rick, how are you doing?
I'm always on two.
I said two, right? Or did I say three?
No, you said one.
One? Okay. Well, you're on one today. I'm going to be on two. Three is broken. And on number five is Amanda.
How's it going? Dad, why are you always so picky about which mic you're on?
I want to be on mic two. It's always been two.
All right.
We're not even
I'm number
in
two.
We're not even in the same location. It's not like we have a studio here.
Well, we
That's
have
true.
Basically three of them.
Well, yeah. But none of them are numbered.
No.
All right. So we're constantly getting our mics mixed up. No big deal. We're all here.
See.
Yep. We are.
Oh, man. We're about, what, 9 minutes into this episode? All the energy is gone. Okay, that's it, folks. We're done.
Look, we've all had a long Monday.
Yes. Well, yeah, and a long Sunday for you two.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of driving and traffic involved.
A lot.
Well, because everybody is leaving Vegas and they you know, go back to California on Sundays. So it's like the traffic is insane. I can't even imagine what it was like for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I saw videos of what Vegas was after the Super Bowl. And yeah, no. That, it's the same reason why if I do go to a concert downtown Des Moines, I leave probably a half hour before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Just to try to get a head start on the traffic.
Yeah.
Yep. And mom's plane was late last night, so.
By 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Which is very typical for that airport. It seems like everything is at least 30 minutes late coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't get home until about 6:30 or so. No, maybe. Yeah, about that time because of the luggage and everything.
But, well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
No.
So what are we going to talk about this episode?
Well, it is... Women's History Month. I think we are going to have a episode, actually two episodes this month, dedicated to female guitarists.
I like it. You know,
yep.
I did a little bit of research because I only have one that is on the show notes. And I have kind of a tie between two others. And I didn't know which one to throw down there. So I figure we'll just talk about it time depending. But when I did a search, like top female guitarists, and it brought back everybody, well, not everybody, but like, you know, 25, 30 female guitarists going way back. And I'm like, okay, well, who's new? Who's the top 25 female guitarists for 2023? And it's a very small list.
It is. Yeah. I noticed that too.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, only one of mine is the result of a search that I had to do. Well, I had to do a few searches. But yeah, even just searching, like, I just feel like the lists were kind of small. I guess I've never really thought about that there's not a whole lot. There really aren't a whole lot of female guitar players that are known anyway.
Yeah, I think it's in the music industry for, you know, I feel like it's just if you're a guitar shredder or, you know, you're really good, I feel like it's dominated by men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And I don't know why that is, but hopefully between this episode and the next one, we can shed a little light on a few of our favorite female guitarists.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I don't care.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I had Tim listed first.
You actually
then Dad,
did.
And then me, and then Tim... change the he's putting his guitar down, he means hierarchy. Business then he like changed you changed the
hierarchy.
Well, yeah, okay, well, so here's the deal is I just opened up the notes and I saw Dad's picks, I saw Amanda's picks, and I was like, okay, I'll just add mine at the bottom. And then I added my pick and I was like, oh crap, I have a spot up top. Oh well, delete.
Yeah.
All that right. happened. Okay, I'll go first. I'll go first here, with one of mine.
No, okay. I can take mine and put it at the bottom.
No,
then we'll make Amanda first. Yeah,
let's him go first.
Okay, so
he's only got one.
Yeah, I've only got one that's on the list, and I, like I said, but that's Jennifer Batten. Have you ever heard of Jennifer Batten?
I have not.
I think I have actually.
I think everybody should know Jennifer Batten. I found out that she was playing guitar since she was like 8 years old. So obviously she's probably pretty good, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I remember as a kid, there was a period of time where I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. And I just remember seeing music videos because, again, that was a time when MTV actually played music videos.
Right.
And I remember seeing... a couple of the Michael Jackson, like kind of live music videos or whatever. And this female guitarist would just pop out from behind the scenes, like, you know, in from the background and just shred and play your favorite Michael Jackson songs. Mm-hmm. And so that to me was like, that's the first time I ever saw a female guitarist on stage just rocking it. Uh-huh. So, cool. Yeah, she was, I think she did 3 world tours. I think it was the Bad, Dangerous, and History world tours. And of course, she's worked with Jeff Beck and has a few records of her own. I kind of wanted to go look at a couple of records that she has done, but I didn't get the chance to do that. So it's on my list to listen to.
Is she a singer too, or just strictly guitarist?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know if she sings. Everything that I know that she does, it's all guitar work. But it was just cool because it's like, you know, you growing up, you're like seeing Eddie Van Halen and, you know, Slash and all these, you know, guitarists. And then when you're watching Michael Jackson, you just don't expect a guitarist, even though there are a lot of great riffs in a lot of Michael Jackson songs. You just don't expect a female, especially back then, to come out front stage and play. So that's why I put her down. She's got to be my number one pick because that was the first female guitarist that just rocked it that I can ever remember seeing.
Cool. Huh.
Did you like look into like what kind of guitar she plays and whatnot?
No, I didn't. I only did half of the homework. Yeah, like I do.
What's new?
But I thanks.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like most of the time I see her was a Strat style. I'll have to look. Maybe I'll do some research as we go along.
Maybe you just do the full homework assignment.
Well, you know what? If we did all of the homework, then this episode just wouldn't be as fun to do.
Okay.
That's true.
You got to improvise a little bit, you know?
That's true.
I suppose so.
All right. Am I next here?
You are up to bat.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, get your pencils ready. I have.
My pencils.
Yes, pencils. Because
could you say it with a little bit more enthusiasm? Like I just fell asleep a little bit already.
Oh, thanks. Now get your pencils ready because these two that I have are really good.
Okay. Or is there going to be like a quiz or something? Is that why we need pencils?
No. Just pens. Okay. You know, I mean, any writing utensil will do.
Oh, well, I got these crayons.
Crayons will work too.
Okay. I'm ready.
Anyhow, my first pick would be Carolyn Wendelin. And she's a blues player.
Shocking.
Right.
You picked a blues guitarist.
Yes, yes, yes. She's been touring with John Mayall since 2018.
John Mayall?
Yeah.
Do you mean Mayer?
No.
Oh, Mayall. Am I just that young? Okay. I don't know. Who's John Mayall?
I did the exact same thing you did, Amanda. I was like, you mean...
You don't... No. Oh, I think... I mean... Eric, he has a band. He basically calls up people, famous people, or not so famous people, and they go through the whole process. And like Gary Moore went through, was in the band. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck. I mean, it's
kind of like one of those things, like the Highwaymen, where it's just a group of people that got together from whatever projects. All right,
And they tour and stuff like that. They do a whole bunch of stuff and they play and, you know, and then they get recognition and they go out on their own and stuff like that. But anyhow, she's recently signed up with Alligator Records and she's been on the top charts in the blues, Americana, and alternate country charts. Now, that I didn't know. I didn't know she was in the alt country charts.
I mean,
but she's
kind of everything is in alt country.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know.
What's considered alt country? Do we know?
I think it's kind of like something that can be considered country music that's not traditional.
So like country rap?
Yeah, I guess that would be alternative country. There's this place in Des Moines. It's a country bar. And I can't do it. First, I'm not a big country fan. But as the night progresses, they start playing like popular, like club songs, like rap songs. And these people are line dancing to rap. And I'm like, this is not right.
No, it isn't.
Weird.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Is it the same country bar that has the urinals for women?
I have no idea. I don't go to the girls' bathroom.
And then above it, it says for the real cowgirls.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't been there for more than 10 years.
Okay.
I don't even know.
I would try it once. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as it's like, you know, when they're playing Lil Wayne and everybody's square dancing, I was like, no, we're not doing this. Weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Dad.
I missed out on this.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a little hipper.
Well, I don't go. I don't usually go into the women's bathroom.
Me neither.
I just thought it was a well-known fact about this place that they have urinals in the women's bathroom. And it's like a challenge for women, I guess. It's like, it sounds like a bad idea, especially if you've had a few drinks.
Nothing about that sounds like a good idea. Okay. So anyway, that's not alternative country.
Yeah, anyhow, getting back to Carolyn Wendland. She has two nominations on Contemporary. Wait, I'm sorry. Two nominations in the Blues Foundations, and she's 43rd in the Blues Music Awards.
Interesting.
It is. It is, because my ears are clogging up. I got my headphones on here.
You're having a senior moment, I think.
I am, because I can. When I talk, I can hear myself, and it's a little unusual.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's not like I normally have it set up. I must have something wrong, something in the setup not right. Anyhow.
when is it ever right?
Right. Yes, that's, you have a point there. Anyhow, let me see, where was I? And the song of the year is Fragile Peace and Certain War. Is her big top song, I guess, that she's had. But she is a really good blues player. If you get a chance, listen to her.
Does she sing as well, or does she just play?
Yeah, she sings and she plays a Strat.
Cool.
I'm on the Google right now, and a lot of the pictures, yeah, there's some Strat in there, but it looks like she's got a Gibson LP.
Yeah, but I've just known her because of her Strat. But she's a really good player.
Yeah, I'll have to. I'm actually surprised I haven't heard of her.
But the next one is really, really, really cool. Sharon Kaufman, I believe is her name. Kerfman?
Yeah, Kerfman is what it looks like you have it spelt right there.
Yeah, Sharon Kerfman. She's a blues player, and she has toured with Buddy Guy, ZZ Top, John Mellencamp, Carlos Santana, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, John Mayall, and Joe Bonamassa.
Wow, that's quite the lineup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and she's only 38, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she started playing at the age of 14, and she released her first album called Loud Guitars and Suspicious. I don't know. Oh, Big Suspicions. I'm sorry. Big Suspicions. Loud Guitars and Big Suspicions. Say that three times fast.
And Suspicions.
Yes, which she recorded earlier this year. Anyhow, those are my, and she plays a Gibson Les Paul.
I can't believe she's only 38.
Yeah, it's pictures online. She's kind of got that Avril Lavigne look.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like PRS. I'm seeing. Yep.
I thought Gibson. She played a Les Paul. Les Paul Junior. I thought.
Yeah. Well,
maybe
not
a junior.
It looks like she looks like she's got a few guitars, or maybe. She just goes to Guitar Box and with a camera and models different guitars. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But those are my two picks, and they're really good to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if I've seen her on social media before playing, because there's a few people, and I tried to find them, but of course, anytime that you're trying to find a specific set of videos on Instagram, you can never find them. But when you don't care, they're like,
they're there
all the time. But there's quite a few guitarists that I've seen that they just do little 30-second shorts and stuff, and so she does kind of look familiar in that way.
Right. Yeah, well, that's my two picks, and
maybe she looks familiar because she looks like Avril Lavigne.
No, I mean, not that close. Not that close. It's just some of the pictures, and I'm sure that they've probably been photoshopped a little bit, you know. Maybe not, I don't know. But you know, just a couple of them that pop up real quick, I'm like, I kind of got that vibe. But then there's some others where you don't. So I don't know. But those are really good picks. I want to check them both out.
Yep.
Wow, did you just hear my shoulder crack?
Was that
I did.
What that was? No wonder you're not playing guitar.
I know. Yeah. I'm just I feel like I'm getting, like, 37's going to hit hard, I think.
That's you know? That right there is alternate country.
Yeah, wait until 67.
I don't know. I just, you know what? Even walking around Vegas, I'm like, I'm too old for this.
Oh, yeah.
Am I too old for this?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Okay. And you're actually getting ready to go too next month, right?
Yeah. At the end of next month, I'm going.
Are you going for a full week?
No. I took a full week off of work, but I'm only going there for a weekend.
I was going to say, I don't know who can spend a full week there. I'd be so over it.
No, no, can't do it. It's different. I mean, since Vegas is different from what it was pre-pandemic. You know,
how?
Like, I feel like when you went to Vegas, it was a touristy place, but it was safe to go places and explore. And now you get off the plane and you get out of the airport. You know, it, nothing feels specifically safe. Everything looks dirty. They've legalized marijuana, so it stinks to all heck in that town.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know. It just, it does not have the same vibe. I, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Are you okay, Dad? You're all right. You get your headphones figured out?
Oh. Scratchy throat.
Oh, okay. That happens.
Ah. Here's the pandemic guitar everybody's getting old podcast. We're going to start a band. It's just going to be popping joints and coughs.
Yes.
It's alternative country.
I'll be on the popping knees. All right.
It's alternative oldies. Yeah.
Multiple generations.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I guess it's my turn.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, last but not least, saving the best for last. I like this. All right. I picked two. Like I said, only one of them is on a list that I did some research on, and she kind of popped out after doing some, just kind of digging deeper on her. And that one is Memphis Minnie. Either of you heard of Memphis Minnie?
I think I've heard the name.
Lizzie Douglas.
Yes. Well, you probably have the Google up.
Well, I knew it was Lizzie. I didn't know her last name was Douglas. So
okay.
I did look up that.
Okay. So we had some time to kill on the drive out to Vegas. So I had my husband listen to Memphis Minnie to get his two cents. And he thought it was Memphis M-I-N-I. So he thought it was a little person.
Okay.
I thought you were going to go with like rap or something, like, you know, how everybody's like Biggie or Smalls. Maybe Memphis Minnie.
No, but he thought it was a little person. He's like, wow, that's pretty good for a little. I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, no, like M-I-N-N-I-E. And he goes, oh, okay. Anyway. Oh,
he's thinking of Mini-Me.
Minnie, yeah. Mini-Me. okay. Anyway, so she was in the era of like the 1930s and 1940s. So she's another kind of older one. So essentially, she began playing guitar and banjo when she was 8 years old, which that apparently seems to be the theme, because I know Tim's pick started playing when she was 8 as well, which actually kind of makes me jealous. Like, Dad, why didn't you make us start playing guitar when we were like little? There goes my elbow. Did you hear that? Why didn't you like make us like play an instrument at like a young age?
I just figured I had them laying all over the house. You'd pick one up.
In fairness, I think we had the opportunity. We just really like it wasn't, you know, wasn't there. You know, there wasn't the passion or the desire. And Dad wasn't like, yeah, put this guitar in lap, strum, you be good. You don't go outside till you play guitar.
Yeah, no, no. I do remember I wanted a little drum kit, and you guys wouldn't get me an actual drum kit for obvious reasons. You got me an electronic drum kit.
Yeah.
And so I played that for maybe a month, and then I was over it. So maybe that's another reason why you guys didn't invest too much time and money into the old instrument thing, because I'm over things in like
10 minutes. Well, sometimes the parents can just look at their kids and be like, yeah, the talent's not there. Next.
Oh, that's mean. It's probably true. I think, you know, most of the time I just don't have the patience for a lot of stuff. But anyway.
Well, okay. I think you need to want to learn it. if you don't want to learn it, you know, I mean, when I went to, when I was in music in school, I was like, oh, I want to play the guitar. Well, we don't have that here. Well, I want to play the piano. Well, that's my instrument. Nobody else can play it. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll blow on a trumpet. And as soon as they said that music was optional, I threw that thing to the curb. Like, I was never passionate about it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, okay, so she started playing the guitar and banjo at 8 years old. And she was a finger picker and typically played in the Spanish tuning, which was D, G, D, G, B, D.
Daga.
Daga, daga, daga. D, G, B, D.
Daga. Daga. So like gaga, gaga, daga.
Dad's just mumbling now. It's like, dah.
No, there is. That is a tuning.
Okay. Well, apparently it's Spanish.
Well,
so,
it's common. A lot of rock guitarists use it.
What is that? Okay, is it like drop D or something? Or,
well, yeah, it's something like that. I mean, they have G tuning, they have D tuning, drop D tuning. I mean, there's a bunch of different ones.
I saw somebody the other day. I think it was one of the female guitarists I was looking up. They tuned to C sharp, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Which I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Okay. I guess everybody's got a different way of doing it. But she also often used a capo
right before playing Wonderwall.
Yep. She definitely was known for playing Wonderwall in 1940. Okay. So besides that, I liked this gal because reading into her, she was all sorts of crazy. So she was born a day after me. Okay. This gal was cray cray, like just crazy. They said when she got into a fight, like, she would use anything around her, even her guitar. She'd pick up her guitar and just run after people and just, she did not care. Like, she would let people have it. Crazy, right?
Maybe that's like, where El Cabong came from.
See, Minnie, I told you, Minnie is a gangsta name.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. But then, not only that, she was often known to chew and spit tobacco while wearing a ball gown as she performed. Like, I would have liked to see that. I don't know why. It sounds like not classy, but I think it would be kind of cool to witness.
Definitely not classy.
But. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're in the front row, it could be a little messy, but.
It's like a Gallagher concert.
Spittoon there.
Right. They offer like those little plastic sheets. Like,
yeah. Everybody in the front row is plastic sheet over. I love the music, but I don't like the chew spit.
What was that? Who was it? Gallagher.
Yeah,
Gallagher
used
to do that. Yeah. With the smashing with the
watermelons.
Pumpkins. Yeah, watermelons.
Not the smashing pumpkins. Anyway, this is a new one for me. She played a National New Yorker guitar. Are you familiar, Dad? The New Yorker?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had to Google it because I'm like, what is this? I've never even heard of a National New Yorker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in the same boat. Never heard of it.
I've heard of an Iowa New Yorker.
Yeah, but it's national.
Oh, wow.
We're going off the deep end here.
I mean, it's been a long day.
It indeed has been a long day.
Did anybody listen to Memphis Mini?
I have not.
I did not.
Okay, you both fail.
Fail. But hey, I'm going to put it on my playlist and I'm going to listen to it.
I bet you won't.
I bet you I will. I'll even take it. I'll send you a screenshot.
All right. Sure. We'll see.
I will.
No, okay. I've heard her stuff before, probably a few years ago. I listened to it, but nothing recently. But
that's who I don't mind it. That's it's who
I knew.
Different.
I knew her first name. I just recall it.
Yeah, good old Lizzie Douglas. Yeah, it's it's like old. You know, it's old. But I mean, like, you know, it's like you listen to it on an app like Spotify, and it's like this would be even better if it was on record. You know, it's one of those things.
Are you going out to the record store looking for a copy of Memphis Mini?
No.
No.
No, but I mean, if I run across it, you know, I'll pick it up.
there you go.
But unfortunately, the only record store in this town is run by a couple of dudes who have their nose so high up in the air that I don't even want to support the record shop. So that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you don't have like people who are like wanting to help you and talk to you and be personable, you just have people that are like, I know more than you, leave. You know, it's like, what? I just had a question.
Yeah, that's not a way to run a business. You know,
no.
I mean, I guess if you have the money to open up a shop and you only want to cater to yourself and your buddies, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But put a sign on the door that says, no hospitality here, folks.
Exactly. Okay, so my final pick for this episode anyway, because I know we're going to do another episode and pick maybe one each or something, kind of maybe go a different route about it. But my last pick is a gal named, she just goes by her first name, Laurel. And I am saying circa 2018. I say that because something unfortunate happened to her, in my opinion. Everybody can fight with me if they want. Basically what happened is it turned into like, do you guys know who Ellie Goulding is?
Ellie Goulding?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were a huge fan for a while.
Yes. Oh, forever. Yes. I went to see Ellie Goulding when it was just her and her guitar, her acoustic guitar in Minneapolis, Minnesota, actually at Prince's venue. And I saw her back in the day. It was just her and her guitar. And now, like at some point, she just turned into this big pop star. She doesn't even play guitar anymore. It's not the same. So unfortunately, the same thing happened with Laurel. After 2019-ish, they decided to make her wear skimpier clothing, take away her guitar, and decided that she's going to do pop now. So that's very upsetting because her album that came out in 2018 called Dog Violet is one of my favorites, and I still listen to it all the time. But she's London-based indie singer, and she has like a very raspy kind of blues voice. And prior to her transition to mainstream pop, she played a Gibson Les Paul 100. So,
okay,
yeah,
yeah, that happens when you get into the big record labels, the big music companies, because they don't care about anything but the dollar.
That bothers me so much because, like, her pop music. Not that, I mean, it's not my favorite by any means, but it's just like it's not the same. You can tell it's manufactured, and it's just not the same, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, she's obviously talented at playing the guitar and you took it away from her. And now she just stands there on stage and sings. I don't know. It's just bothersome.
Yeah, I get it. It is what it is.
It's all about money.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah. But those are my two picks.
All right. So here's some discussion. All right. So, for my other two, I was trying to pick one out and I was thinking Nita Strauss. I don't know if you've ever heard of her.
Oh, yes.
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah. So she's a lead guitarist for Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Super good guitarist. She advocates, for like gender equality, stuff like that, you know? So she's pretty big for a female artist in the music industry, but I didn't know if I wanted to pick her or if I wanted to pick her. H-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of say that because for the 13 minutes and 45 seconds or something very close to that of the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show, she appeared for about 45 seconds and she pulled off a really good guitar solo.
Who did?
Her?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. To me, that was the best part. That was the best part of that entire halftime show is when she came out, she did a solo. I sang a
was
few
she with
words.
Usher?
Yeah. She was with Usher.
Oh.
Along with all the other artists that, you know, you know, I know she plays guitar. She actually plays guitar, piano, drums, bass. So she's really talented.
Huh.
But I feel like I kind of wanted to give her a little extra credit because she rocked the Super Bowl halftime show.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the rest of it, you know, it could have been 45 seconds long. Just her doing the guitar solo. I'd have been happy. Like, okay, next, moving on.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you can't use either of those for next episode.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
So then you technically had three.
I technically had three. But, I was really tossed because I didn't know which one to go with. I'm like, if we have time, I'll just bring both of them up real quick.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's cool. I think I think if anything, it's made it more difficult now to find a couple for next episode. But I thought maybe we might talk more about like actual guitars or equipment or pedals or whatever next time. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, that could be a little bit more difficult. I mean, it's hard enough to find a pool of, female guitarists.
Right.
You could sit there and say greatest guitarist of all time and Guitar World will post 250 and none of them are women.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like getting halfway through an article and I was like, wait, none of these are females.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think just because that pool is a little bit lower, I think it might be even harder to try to figure out, well, what equipment do they use?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could have some pictures and stuff and go off of that, but.
Yeah, it was hard enough for me to find out what kind of equipment Ryan Parrish used. So, yeah.
Well, we can just reach out to him and ask now.
I mean, that's true. We're like on a first name basis.
I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
But no, he was really cool because, he reached out and thanked us for doing the episode on him. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did it on my birthday, too. It was like a little mini birthday present.
What? Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
Maybe I can get like James Hetfield to do a cameo or something for my birthday.
There you go.
Is he on Cameo?
I doubt
it. Have you checked?
No, I doubt it. I don't have that app.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's a big thing now. A lot of people doing that.
That it is.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we're done talking about female guitarists, I thought that just for this episode, just to tie this episode up, just to end it on a cool note. Well, I think it's cool. I don't know if anybody else could think it's cool, but that doesn't matter. Since this episode comes out before St. Paddy's Day, I thought that I would just talk a little bit about Celtic guitars and Celtic music, because that's my thing. That's my jam, as the young kids say.
I was kind of shocked to see that you were a fan of Celtic music.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of always pictured you as a K-pop type of gal.
Oh, okay. That's it. Gloves are off. Punches are being thrown. No.
Yeah, stop Never. Moving, old lady.
Never. I think that Celtic music has a bad rap. Like, I think, are you thinking of like Enya? You know? I don't know.
I don't think Enya has entered my mind since like mid-90s.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just making sure. Because I think some people just think it's like, craft store music. I disagree. I like it. It sounds ancient. It sounds cool. And I mean, I have always said that if I was ever going to pick up an instrument and really, really learn, I would want to learn how to play like the fiddle, like the Irish fiddle. Do I have any patience for it? No.
Yeah. No, but that would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But it takes a lot of work and learning. And you probably have to start when you're yay high. You know?
Well, I mean, you can start at any given time. You just got to realize that your first year is probably going to sound like the door needs some WD-40.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. anyway, St. Patrick's Day is one of my favorite holidays. So I just thought, and then Celtic music, obviously I love Celtic music. So I just thought I would throw out just a couple not really a couple, a few things, and just kind of get your guys' take on it. I do have a little photo on there of an instrument that we'll be talking about as well. If you can please refer to that photo, that would be great. Not to our listeners, by the way. You can't see it. All right. Celtic music became popular during the 1840s when the Irish were emigrating to America during the famine. They wanted to be reminded of home, so they started playing the music of their homeland on guitars to seek comfort, which makes total sense, right?
Sure.
Yep.
I miss Iowa all the time. I don't play the guitar to comfort myself because it would sound awful.
No, but do you eat corn?
What?
Do you eat corn?
No.
Oh, that's why you miss it so much. Yeah.
I know. You know what? I'm too old for corn.
Okay. Said nobody ever.
Okay. So, no, but what I was going to get at that is I understand that because when I miss home, when I miss the Midwest, I listen to country.
Oh. Right?
It just makes sense. The back roads in Iowa, gravel travel, as my husband calls it. Just country music and gravel travel. Just, I miss it. You know,
I think we're going to have to call up 23andMe. There's no way we're related.
Well, no, we are.
No,
I think. I think anyway, don't know. Anyway, so that totally made sense to me. Also, one of the first musical contemporaries for Celtic music was Michael Coleman, who recorded the first Celtic guitar and fiddle album in 1930. Celtic music gained in popularity after the 30s. Michael Coleman's actually pretty good. Of course, it's another one of those old-timey kind of recordings. It sounds a little tinny, but I mean, it'll make you want, you know, a nice, like, pint of Guinness and, you know, start slapping your knee and... a toe tapper.
I think music recorded from the 30s, you know, like I would expect it to sound like that. I wouldn't want that to sound like music recorded yesterday.
Yeah. And I think that's too, that's why I like such like older music like that too. It's 'cause I just like that. I don't know. What would you even call that? That noise, that,
noise
character. I don't even know. Noise. Character. What?
Yeah.
character
feedback.
Okay.
Typical tuning, by the way, for Celtic guitar playing is D-A-D-G-A-D.
Dad-gad.
Dad-gad.
Now you're just making things up. That's no, dad-gad. That's
a, yeah, dad-gad.
Typical tuning
whatever.
Is.
I call it dad-gad.
But there's a
you're just making dad-gad. Up your own.
Oh, it's because he already broke that. He broke that one D string, so it's just dad-gad.
Dad-gad, yeah.
I guess. They also use a lot of power chords or partial chords.
Right.
Dad, what are partial chords?
Partially chords.
Great explanation. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for elaborating for our listeners.
Power chords are two, or they use two notes, strings. You're familiar with power chords, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're only played chords on electric guitars.
Well, no, they play them on acoustics too.
But they have to be electric acoustic. How else do you get power to them?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That took me.
I'm going to have to cut out like 36 seconds of silence between.
Yeah, to make yourself sound funnier. Or us less stupid, whatever. Yeah. No, that was a good one. But I'm bumps. Okay.
Crack. Rim shot.
So this is where I refer you to said photo in notes. There goes my shoulder again. It's not just the acoustic guitar that's used in Celtic music, the bouzouki.
That's bubblegum.
I hope I'm saying that right. The bouzouki
is
also played in Celtic music. It's originally a Greek instrument, and the Irish created their own version with a couple of differences. The Irish bouzoukis have 27 frets, and the Greek bouzouki has 24 frets. So... Why are you laughing?
They gotta have a different name for it. like I can't take this instrument serious.
Yes, I mean bouzouki.
Can you call it like
how about a Kawasaki?
Yeah, or the
how about a Suzuki?
The stringed
okay, so
teardrop,
also...
something. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, tuning for the Irish bouzouki is G D A D, or GDAE, mm-hmm. while the Greek bouzouki is CFAD.
Yep. Okay. So it only wait a second. So it only has four strings?
No, yeah. It has no.
But well, that's what you just said. You just said that the Irish has G-dad.
Yep.
Or G-dai. Or the Greek have fad.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Zoom in on the picture. I can't tell.
That has six strings. The picture has six
strings. Yeah, it has six strings.
Yeah, so.
100%.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you ever seen.
Wait a second. It's four strings. They're just like a. It's made up like, what do they call them? A guitar, 12-string guitar. It's got 12-string. Yeah, 12-string guitar has six strings and just an octave difference.
Oh, I see.
Four strings. Yeah, octave.
Okay, so it's four strings.
Well, it's technically eight, but for four notes. So two strings per.
Okay.
Or something like that. I mean.
Yeah, that's why each one of those letters is a string. So G-D-A-D, four strings.
Oh.
Makes more sense now.
Interesting. Have you guys ever seen a guitar like that before?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a knight's tale? King Arthur?
No. No, but I was going to say, it looks very Renaissance-y. You know, it looks like my manservant is feeding me grapes and I'm trying to decide how I'm going to defeat the Spanish Armada. You know what I mean? That's what it looks like.
Yeah. We can go with that. but yeah, just about any like that style of movie. They probably had it in Robin Hood, even the Men in Tights one.
Men in Tights. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, I've seen those before. I've never played one.
I haven't. So,
have you let one collect dust before?
I resent that. Okay.
I can't get the picture back on the thing straight.
I know I can. I see. This is why we need to do video, so I can show people what you're doing to the picture in the notes, blowing it up, making it smaller, moving it around. Like we're trying to read here, guy.
He does. He keeps highlighting stuff too.
Oh boy.
Can you please just print off your copy before we get started?
I'm gonna have to. I have to bring down a copy to my desktop.
Oh man.
Oh.
All right. Well,
I don't know if I can take this. This is too exciting.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, hey, as long as everybody's having fun, right?
Right.
All right. So yeah, I think that's probably going to wrap up this episode. Anybody got anything else to add?
I don't know.
Not really.
Oh,
I don't think so. I think that's it. Do we have any, announcements?
I don't think we do. We don't have any history.
Timothy,
we don't have any.
Happy early birthday.
Yep.
Happy early
birthday. I know you said you didn't want us to, you're like, oh, we can skip my birthday.
Yeah, we totally can. No. Hey, no worries. I'm the editor. I can take that out.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You won't edit half the stupid stuff that I say, but you'll edit something that somehow benefits you. Like the amount of times I've messed up what I say, I'm like, edit it. And then you're like, nope. And I'm like, oh, he will. And then I'll listen back. I'm like, you didn't edit any of that out. I sound like a weirdo.
No, it's fun.
Says who? This is not fun
editor.
For me.
Here's my thing. Like if I'm listening back to it and it's making me laugh, it's making me smile. I'm like, I'm leaving it, you know, I'll clean it up a little bit. But if it's like, it doesn't make sense. It's not necessary. I'll take it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to take out a happy birthday. Fine. Whatever. You know, I'm
just,
not,
you know, put your Piscesness aside and just
my Piscesness. Yeah.
Yeah. Just accept the birthday wishes.
There you go.
Anyway.
All right.
I think next episode we're coming back. We're going to cover some more female guitarists.
Right.
Yeah. We'll figure out a different way to do it. So it's not exactly how we did it this time.
Yeah. We'll change it up. We'll figure out something.
Yeah. Yep. Make it more exciting.
All right. Did you have time to continue to carry the weight around here and do an outro?
I did just now. Actually, I really wasn't paying too much attention to what you were saying because I was trying to throw something together. Because actually, I did forget about that.
Oh, so, how could you?
That's my bad. That's my bad. Okay. Hey, little guitar leprechauns. That's the best I could come up with.
We just lost all of our listeners, all two of them.
That's the best that I could come up with. We certainly appreciate you joining us on another episode of the Pandemic Guitar Podcast. Please let us know what you thought. Reach out to us on Instagram, which is @PandemicGuitar, by email, pandemicguitariCloud.com, and also on Facebook. I've said this many times, and I don't think we're having anybody reach out to us, but I'm going to say it again. Until next time, keep on playing or don't. We won't tell.
When we mean it. All right. Yep. See everybody in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Yep. Peace out. Cub Scouts.